Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And this is Paul. And welcome to the next episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 44, people.
There's some history that we have to be aware of. First of all, drones or remotely piloted aircraft, RPAs, or unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as UAVs, were never defined as aircraft according to the document AC-9157. So, for the longest amount of time, the FAA had no regulations for remotely piloted aircraft. And you can actually see from Brendan Schulman's website at Kramer11.com and from an article by Jeff Foster where the FAA repeatedly wrote letters to people asking about regulations to fly their cameras up in the air. And they mentioned AC-9157 as the document that does not define them as aircraft. Thus, they don't have any regulations or authority to regulate those such drones. Then in 2012, we had the Modernization Act, and we have to remember from that, they definitely said that drones would be defined as aircraft, that hobbyist flying these aircraft is not illegal, and they just have to follow the AMA quote-unquote rules. But the thing about the Modernization Act is that it's not actually a law. It was not passed by Congress and then by the Senate and then taken to the President's desk to be made into law. And I think that's evident in the FAA's most recent meeting with DOD when the Chief Counsel of Enforcement from the FAA stated and was quoted that there are no existing regulations. And that's why we see the NPRM 107, which is the proposed rules for unmanned aircraft that really lay the groundwork for commercial operations. But at the same time, the FAA has really muddied the waters and really made their
stance
not clear.
Right.
I think they've done a very good job at muddying these waters and making this something that if you don't really do your research, you don't really know the answer to.
Well, I think that it's pretty clear if we focus on the information from the media, Paul, that they're trying to establish that, strictly speaking, it's illegal.
Yeah, they are trying to establish that. That is correct. So, in according to the FAA, they are trying to establish that flying a drone as a business is illegal, but there's no actual law to right. back this up. Now, if you go to the Perker case by the University of Virginia, where Raphael Perker was flying a drone over UVA and was being paid to do it, the FAA came after him in an attempt to fine him for flying a drone, but they were unsuccessful in doing so. Now, I will say this, Perker did end up paying a fine for reckless flying for an unrelated thing, which was off the books. But I have to say this, you know, the FAA has said two very different things. Number one, we have the NPRM 107, which outlines the proposed law and rules for UAVs. And those rules are extremely different than the ones in Section 333. Now, if you go into the legal mumbo-jumbo of Section 333 versus 332, you would actually learn that Section 333 is really more of a guideline to get people out flying more quickly, so we have more of an economic advantage. In fact, I actually think it'd be Section 332 that would be more relevant for people getting a quote-unquote exemption. Now, if you want to hear more about this, make sure to listen to our interview with Brendan Schulman, because he is definitely, he has the lingo, the legal lingo, and the legal advice to give you. So if we're saying, according to the FAA, you know, with the Section 333 exemption, which is what they're telling people to get now, before these rules come out, those rules dictate that you have a private pilot's license, that you always file a flight plan, and you know, you need essentially 3 weeks before you file that to be approved. Now, I don't know about a lot of the other commercial operators out there. I know some of them, but 3 weeks just frankly isn't realistic for any of us because we are called within a week, sometimes days before a shoot to be able to get our footage. So I'm not really sure how that would work, especially when when Section 333 is saying that you need a private pilot's license, whereas Section 107 of the NPRM does not call for a private pilot's license.
Right.
Really, the 333 exemption is just like, here's my application, this is proof I'm doing this right, you're getting a certificate of airworthiness, and they're utilizing really the manufacturer's information to prove whether it's a flyable drone. But the thing is that this application is really like an application to file more paperwork. So we're being told different things here by the FAA. And frankly, it's confusing. But I would tell you in real life what's going on, with the comments that were mentioned by the Chief of Counsel of Enforcement Division at the FAA at recent meetings, which, in fact, if you look those things up, they've been taken off of the internet.
Is that? It didn't take them long to take
no,
them off
it did not take them
you
long.
You happened to catch them.
I did. I screenshotted
screenshot.
Them from Sky Gear Solutions website.
Yeah,
so,
very cool. Always on top of things.
You have to be, because the government will do anything they can to make sure that the propaganda is heard their way and not the real way. So here it is, guys. Can you fly to make money? Yes. Do you need to fly responsibly? Do you need to really fly according to the AMA rules? I think you should. I think you should be staying under 400 feet. Stay away from airports. It's been my understanding when I met with the FAA in the FISDO department that essentially as long as we were responsible, we weren't flying over anyone's heads. We were flying away from crowds. We weren't flying in between large, tall buildings, not near airports or airfields. It's really simple. If you're responsible, if you're safe, if you take the time to do your pre-flight inspections, get your private property releases, I think you're going to be okay. Why do I say that? Because there are now 2,700 other companies, just like my personal filming company, that are out there and exist today that are doing work every day.
And it's growing every day.
Exactly.
And we, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts, we understand there are people that might be a little bit more conservative and they
yes.
want to wait for the final rules to come out, and that's fine. But there are plenty of people that are saying, you know what, I think I'm pretty safe doing this now.
And I think, too, a lot of people are looking at the competitive advantage side of it.
Absolutely.
If I wait until the FAA pulls their thumb out of the behind and they actually put this on paper with rules that make sense, and what I mean by rules that make sense, the proposed law says something like no nighttime flights allowed.
Yeah.
That would kill the roofing industry. That would kill the hyperspectral camera and agriculture industry. So they just haven't taken these things into account. And I remind our listeners out there, do not forget to comment. I just got the link this morning.
Good.
So I'm going to actually be posting about it on our Facebook page. Do not forget to comment. With these proposed laws, it would actually outlaw FPV flight for hobbyists. So hobbyists, you need to be worried. Commercial guys, you need to be worried. Even education institutions like ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're going to be making a few comments and writing a few letters to the FAA, because a 17-year-old kid should not have to apply for a license to go learn how to fly a drone at a controlled school in a controlled environment. That's frankly ridiculous.
Well, and I think we need to look at this as just helping the FAA and not be combative.
Exactly.
In the sense that we need to educate them on what the reality of the industry is and what's needed and why.
Yes.
And help them understand that some of these rules don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are very good reasons as to why that's the case. And they just need to hear that.
And, I couldn't agree more. And I think the issue is so much more pressing than what they really understand, because DJI hasn't released their sales numbers in 2 years. And I just found out in a recent meeting that as of 2013, quarter three and quarter four of 2013, DJI was selling 10,000 Phantoms per week.
Unbelievable.
So if
the first $1 billion drone company.
That's
DJI.
Right. That's right. So, this issue is so much more pressing than I think that we all realize.
Yeah, absolutely. So please get your word into the FAA. We'll be doing it from our end. And like Paul said, we'll have a link on our Drone U Facebook page.
Definitely, definitely.
Easy way to get there.
So I hope that answers your question. What according to the FAA? What according to real life? The fact of the matter is this: be responsible, fly safe, don't fly over anyone's heads. And you know what, you guys, it's simple. If you're safe, we can lead this industry positively. We can lead it as as leaders, the FAA clearly needs leadership because they are stuck in a world of manned aviation, and I don't think they understand the nuances of unmanned aviation. And there are so many different, even from control surfaces to how we fly and how cameras operate. You know, it's a whole new ball game. And you're right, we don't need to be combative, and I don't want to be combative with the FAA. I've met some really cool people over there,
yeah,
and I've met some really fake, two-faced, lying people.
Which is true for any group of people.
That's right.
There's all types.
We can't generalize. That's just not right. I think the only way to really turn this into something that we all enjoy is take their comments, mention the problems, and then turn it around on them in a positive way, just like Absolutely. How we would do anything with social media.
And then fly responsibly, like Paul's been saying throughout this podcast, and practice before you ever go try to earn money.
That's right. And don't forget, too, if you are flying over someone's house, you do need their permission. It was an FCC law before it was an FAA law.
Right.
So make sure you're getting private property permission to fly. That is critical.
Absolutely. That is absolutely critical. Thank you, Paul, for that very thorough answer to the question.
I feel like I just brain dumped there for a second.
No, that's good stuff. That's very helpful. And hopefully you all found that helpful as well. That is going to do it for our podcast today. And guys, we want to let you know, if you're not already aware, that we also have a free webinar every Monday afternoon that we'd love to have you be a part of. And Paul goes into more detail, goes into some great depth on various subjects that pertain to our industry. And we'd love to have you there.
Definitely.
How can they get there, Paul?
They can.
There's all kinds of ways they can get there.
One way. I don't know where to start with that one.
We've got all kinds of ways you can find out where that webinar is going to be happening. You can go to
our Facebook page,
which is at DroneU.
That's right.
So you can go to our website.
That's right. You can sign up on the website. There are so many ways to sign up. Don't forget, you do have to register for those webinars in order to attend. And frankly, some of my friends have said there's some of the most useful pieces of information out there.
And it's a way that you can interact one-on-one with Paul and with the group. Some really good dialogue and engagement goes on in those. And again, they're free. Absolutely free to be on that webinar.
They are. And guys, I think this is going to be a big one for this Monday. Why? Well, frankly, because we're going to be talking about all the potential problems with, and we're going to get into real big detail,
yeah,
with the new proposed drone law. So if you have a commercial interest at heart, I highly recommend you attend. It's going to be a big one.
For that matter, what we've said, if you're a hobbyist,
yeah,
you need to hear this.
This really is going to go... it's going to be a big one. In fact, I'm going to try and get that drone show to pick it up. So
awesome.
We'll see what happens. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. That's going to do it for us today. If you have a question that you'd like to get answered, make sure to go to AskDroneU.com where we will answer all of your questions. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask the Drone U.
Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.